New Country Z100, a music from David Nail at 7:24 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show, you may see a rain shower today as things are going to cool down. We're at our high temperature today, 62 is where we're at, and it is time to welcome into the studio my friend, Pastor Michael Nave with Cornerstone Church. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kent. Great to be here with you this morning. I got a question for you.
Let me have it.
All right, so what is a decision that causes you anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's one you have to make and you're like, ah?
Yes. Where to eat after church every Sunday? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? Where are we going? What's happening?
Do you vote in the car? Who decides? Do you take turns?
Yeah, you go to one restaurant. There's a line out the door. They say, well, let's go down someplace
else. Yes.
And it's a vicious circle that occurs. Yeah.
And that's just one. Scientists tell us we make 35,000 decisions every day. 35,000. So 16 waking hours. That means basically a decision every 2 seconds.
Wow.
35,000. And some of those cause some anxiety. Some of them rightly cause anxiety. Some of them just annoyingly cause us anxiety. But what if I told you that the Bible gives us a clear path to making decisions in such a way that it takes all the anxiety out of it?
Okay, so I am interested about this. Tell me how to do this.
All right, so it starts with King Solomon, renowned to be the wisest man in all the world. Like, here's this really cool story that the Bible tells of how he knew the answer to the question. We have two women who had a baby. One of the babies died, but they both claimed to be the mother of the living child. So before there was DNA evidence, without a trial, without any eyewitnesses, he makes one declaration that just clearly defines and shows everyone who the real mom was.
So this is all in the story of discovering the real mom here in this case?
No, it's not all in that story, but it is in the account of Solomon's teachings and his life, the steps that we can take that will take all the anxiety out of our decisions, and we will make better decisions than ever before. So here's one of them. Solomon surrounded himself and talked about having advisors a lot. Mm-hmm. So he is, in all the biblical authors, the one who talked most about have wise people around you. So think about the irony of that. Here's the wisest man in the world who could have easily thought, I don't need anybody to help me make good decisions. I am the man. And yet he regularly said, hey, Kent, get some wise people around you. Mm-hmm. And he practiced what he preached. So in these steps, we discover how to make great decisions that take all the anxiety out of all those decisions that you're making in life.
Well, that's cool, because we all need help in making good decisions. So if someone's up and down Route 13 today or driving to work they want to hear more, what do they need to do?
Hey, please take a look. Show up. We'd love to have you join us, as everybody does now. To take a look first, jump online, look at previous services, kind of get a look and feel of what you're going to walk into. And then you can stay right there for a live stream this weekend as you join us from the safety of your home, your car, wherever you're at. And then when you're ready, please join us. Walk right on in the building. We're going to keep you safe, distance. We're going to ask you to wear a mask in, mask out. Then you can drop your mask when you're in the services. We worship together. We would love you to join us. We're not a bunch of perfect people, but we're a bunch of people discovering every week what God has for us. And we'll even know where to eat after we get done.
Right? Hey, maybe a crock pot meal
there
this time
go.
Of year. That's always
go.
A good one. And you can visit cornerstonechurch.community, super cool website, or go to your Google there and Google Cornerstone Church. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Pastor Michael Nave, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Kent.